Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The Coombe Hospital is back in the news today. The husband of a consultant there has taken issue with the way the board has handled his wife's criticism regarding the controversial vaccinations of relatives of staff back in January. Tom Fahey, a professor of general practice at the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland, has written to the Minister for Health complaining about the hospital's treatment of his wife, Professor Deirdre Murphy, who's a consultant at the Coombe. This was after she criticised the hospital's response to the controversy. Well, public affairs editor with the Irish Times, Simon Carswell, has the story and he joins me on the line now. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Claire.
Well, we go back to the 8th of January just to explain to people what happened in the Coombe and then what we found out since.
Yeah, it goes back to the night of Friday, January 8th. And on that night, 16 family members of Coombe staff, including adult children and some of the consultants, received COVID-19 vaccines. Now, this was at a time when priority was being given to frontline healthcare workers and to nursing homes. And the family members vaccinated that night included the children of the master of the Coombe, Professor Michael O'Connell. Now, it later emerged that one consultant brought some vaccines home, two doses home, to vaccinate two family members. The hospital said mistakes were made, that this should not have happened, and that the actions were being taken to prevent this happening again. Now, Deirdre Murphy, the professor and professor of obstetrics at Trinity College Dublin, a consultant at the Coombe, she enters the picture in early February, and she wrote to the independent reviewer that was appointed by the board of the hospital to investigate what happened. And she took issue in particular with the fact that there were 39 medical students who were on standby waiting for vaccines, and they were overlooked on that night in question. On April 1st, the board published the report by the independent reviewer, lawyer Brian Kennedy, and he found that that decision to vaccinate family members was a consensus decision taken amongst a group of about 11 consultants, including the master, although he did say that because the master was there and agreed, it happened because of that. So essentially, he approved it. Then on April 7th, Deirdre Murphy wrote a long letter in response to the report. She wrote to the board and said that the master should resign over serious errors of judgment, that he no longer commands the respect of his colleagues, and that the board has failed in its responsibilities and in upholding the values of the hospital. A week later, the board took issue with that letter and wrote back to Deirdre Murphy, and they said they disagreed with her. They said it took what happened on the night of the vaccinations extremely seriously, that the actions were being taken to prevent this happening again. Now, the board told her that it was entirely inappropriate for her to share her concerns. She had sent her letter to a number of consultants and clinical leads at the Coombe, and that she had also written and shared her concerns with the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, and HSC CEO Paul Reid. They said to her that there were avenues available for her to raise these issues internally, and she should have done that, and she should do that. And they said that she damaged the reputation of the Coombe.
So then at this point, this is where we get to your story today. Tom Fahey, who's a professor of general practice, as I said, and Professor Murphy's husband, he's taken issue with how she has been treated, and he's written to the minister, Stephen Donnelly, about this. Now, what's he saying?
He's saying he's very unhappy with the letter that was sent by the board to his wife on April 14th. He has said that she was raising concerns about issues at the hospital, particularly the fact that there were students at the hospital that were on standby and had not received vaccinations on that day. He's taken issue with the fact also that there was a meeting on April 20th that was attended by a number of non-medical board members at a meeting of medical consultants in the hospital, and she felt that that was the hospital applying pressure on his wife, and in an effort to silence her and really stop expressing her dissent in relation to this whole issue.
Just, it's worth noting, as you point out in your piece, that another consultant at the hospital called on the master to resign. Similar action wasn't taken against him, though.
No, it wasn't. This was Professor Chris Fitzpatrick, who himself is a former master of the hospital. He's a consultant at the Coombe. He has also called for the master of the hospital, Professor Michael O'Connell, to stand down. And he has not received similar correspondence from the board of the hospital, despite publicly calling for the master to resign, like Deirdre Murphy. Now, Deirdre Murphy's husband, Tom Fahey, has questioned this in the letter to the ministry. He said, why has the Coombe board decided to single out a senior female obstetrician at the hospital?
And where does this all go from here, Simon?
Well, Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly has said earlier this month that he was reviewing the report completed for the board of the hospital by Brian Kennedy, and he hasn't commented any further on that yet. I contacted the HSE, and Paul Reid, the chief executive, is not commenting on it either. The hospital itself, I put it to the hospital to get its response to all of its correspondence, and the correspondence sent by Tom Fahey. And the board of the hospital said that it takes what occurred extremely seriously with the vaccination, and it has started a process to address the implications, it said. But it also said that process is ongoing. The hospital has no further comment.
Okay, and the Coombe sent us that statement too, Simon. Thank you very much. We also have a statement from Professor Deirdre Murphy this morning. She said it would be very helpful if the Minister would respond as promised to the hospital's commissioned report and my letter outlining the omissions and inconsistencies contained within the report. She also called for the board to retract their letter to her so that the staff at the Coombe Hospital, quote, know that they can ask questions of public importance without fear. It's 11 o'clock. Let's go to the newsroom now, and Brian Jennings.